Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 13th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled "When Police and Agents from the 610 Office Came Knocking on the Door," by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hubei Province, China.
China Fahui. When Police and Agents from the 610 Office Came Knocking on the Door, by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Hubei Province, China. Greetings, esteemed master and fellow practitioners. I have practiced Falun Dafa for 19 years. The China Fahui gives me the opportunity to share my cultivation experience in clarifying the facts to police and agents of the 610 office when they harassed me because of my criminal complaint against Zhang Zemin. I filed my criminal complaint in July 2015. My first mailing was blocked by the post office. I sent it from a different post office and received a receipt from the Supreme People's Court. However, the Supreme People's Procuratorate sent my complaint to my local police department. This was not a surprise, as I knew that many practitioners were being harassed or arrested by police for suing Jiang. I increased my Fa study and sent righteous thoughts to eliminate my fear. When the officers knocked at my door, my mind was peaceful. I welcomed them and clarified the facts to them. They were very friendly and listened to me. Some even asked me to demonstrate the exercises and showed interest in learning DAFA. 610 office agent, we were all transformed by you. Five people from the neighborhood committee, police department, and the 610 office came to ask me about my criminal complaint against Zhang Zemin on September 5, 2015. I sent righteous thoughts in my mind and also thought about how to clarify the facts to them. A young man from the 610 office asked me to sign a statement waiving my right to sue Zhang in the future. I interrupted him and talked to him about Falun Dafa, how I benefited from this cultivation practice, how Zhang initiated the persecution, and how I had been persecuted. The young man understood what I said and joked, "We were all transformed by you." They left without asking me to sign the statement again. However, I was still quite nervous after they left. I sat down and began to recite the Fa. I gradually calmed down, sent righteous thoughts to eliminate the evil behind the officers, and hope that they will stop participating in the persecution. Negating persecution with righteous thoughts. I was at home when my neighbor's dog began to bark. I heard footsteps coming closer to my house. Someone knocked on the door. It turned out they were officers from the police department and domestic security division. They came to ask me about my criminal complaint against Zhang Zemin. The officer from the Domestic Security Division showed a search warrant and said they needed to look around. I sent righteous thoughts in my heart and asked Master to help me protect the DAFA books and informational materials. They were taking notes while searching my house. They did not touch a DAFA calendar that hung on the wall. There was also a DAFA book on the desk. One of the officers picked it up. I said, "I am reading this book every day. You are not allowed to take it." He put it down. Before they left, they asked me to sign their search notes, which I refused to do. They also asked me to go to the police station with them, which I also refused. A police car came in the afternoon. Two agents from the 610 office wanted to take me to the police station. I told them that I would not go along. "That's not where I should go," I said. I told them that I was tired from cleaning the house and needed a break. The two agents stayed for less than half an hour and then left. I enlightened that because I still held fear, the old forces were using the police to test me. I told myself that I should not acknowledge the old forces' arrangement and that I should negate the persecution with strong righteous thoughts. Master said, quote, "As a DAFA disciple, your steadfast righteous thoughts are absolutely unshakable. because your renewed being is formed precisely amidst the far rectification, unquote. Dava is indestructible from Essentials for Further Advancement 2. Quote, no matter what the situation, do not cooperate with the evil's demands, orders, or what it instigates, unquote. Dava Disciples' Righteous Thoughts Are Powerful, from Essentials for Further Advancement 2. Truth clarification makes the difference. The police and 610 office agents came again 3 days later. I told them that I felt sorry for them, as justice would be served in the future for anyone who participated in the persecution. To persuade them not to persecute DAFA practitioners anymore, I talked to them about many examples of government officials refusing to sign on persecution documents and quietly protecting practitioners. One officer from the Domestic Security Division said that he received a truth clarification phone call from France that morning that provided him similar information. Those officers had intended to detain me for 7 days for suing Jiang and because I refused to give up my faith. After I talked to them, they decided not to arrest me. Putting up banners and posters. Although police did not return to harass me, two officers from the 610 office visited me. I was not as nervous as during the last visit, but in my mind, I was trying to come up with a way to handle the situation and clarify the facts at the same time. As we were talking, I felt that they did not come to persecute me. I played several truth clarification podcasts about quitting the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and people practicing DAFA around the world. I also told them about the Tiananmen Square self-immolation hoax and the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. They listened attentively. They asked me not to hang up truth clarification banners or posters, as they had to remove them later. I explained to them why I have to do it and asked them not to take them down. In the end, one officer said that people from a higher-level 610 office would visit my home the next day and asked me to cooperate with them. Before he left, he asked for a copy of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. 610 office agent felt predestined connection. Two officers from a high-level 610 office came with the two officers who had visited the previous day. The conversation was very relaxed, and I clarified the facts to them. They asked me to show them the 5th exercise, and I did. One of the agents from the higher-level 610 office said, "You must feel very good after the exercises." Several of the officers said they wanted to learn. I told them that I believed it was a predestined connection that brought them to my home. I asked them to remember that DAFA is good and to protect practitioners. One of the 610 office agents said, "Your heart is sincere. I truly felt it. In fact, I felt rather familiar when I entered your front yard. I felt close to you." Before she left, I asked her to quit the Communist Party. She told me that one of her relatives had already helped her quit. Master said, quote, "We teach salvation of both ourselves and others, as well as of all beings. Thus Falun can save oneself by turning inward, and save others by turning outward. While turning outward, it gives off energy and can benefit others. This way, within your energy covering field, others will benefit, and they may feel very comfortable. Whether you are on the street walking, in the workplace, or at home, you can have this effect on others." Unquote. Juan Falun. Reflection of the Progress of Far Rectification. I felt that the 610 office agent's visit was a reflection of the progress of far rectification. As the evil factors are eliminated more and more, sentient beings are also waking up, including those who took part in the persecution. But because I still have attachments, including fear, it was still a battle with the evil when the officers visited me. It was a great opportunity for me to get rid of my attachments and make progress in my cultivation. I felt it was intensive Fa study that helped me to calmly face the harassment and clarify the facts to the officers. In addition to studying Juan Falun every day, I also read Master's new lectures and recited the Fa. I feel that reciting the Fa is really helpful. That strong excitement and joy of assimilating to the Fa is hard to describe. Thank you, esteemed master and fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.